Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyons here to talk about what we can watch if you feel that you need Boris Johnson in your life a little more and you want to relive the last few years of UK politics uncomfortably in comical detail. We've got just the thing for you. Susie, tell us all about it.
Can't wait for this one. If I, you know, if I've ever had anything I want to watch more, it's This England, which is out this week on Sky. So this miniseries is a five-part drama which follows the real-life events that saw a pandemic and the man who became Prime Minister of the UK during that time, the famous Boris Johnson. From his dealing with COVID to his personal life, like the arrival of his son, and as well as his own hospitalization from COVID. So this series sees Kenneth Branagh take the main role of Johnson, but to me is completely unrecognizable. They really put the prosthetics to use on him.
As in he's unrecognizable as Kenneth Branagh in the role of Boris. It's very, very well done. Let's have
exactly.
A quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
This royal throne of kings.
This sceptered isle.
This earth of majesty.
Our focus groups show that people will accept a lockdown if we support them financially.
Why haven't we met the target?
Don't blame me, Doc.
Okay, calm down, boys.
This show, This England, it's a five-part drama series. It's out this week on Sky Show. Five parts, I think that's a limit. That's a limit of how much I can go into it.
Yeah.
But very well done. Let's have a look at something that came out a couple of weeks ago in the French-speaking parts. Harry Styles is acting in it. This is a film called Don't Worry, Darling, and you can still catch it at the cinema.
Yes, you can. So when young, happy couple Jack and Alice move to the perfect town of Victory, they are welcomed and spoiled. The town is created by the company Jack works for. It has perfect homes. The people there are perfect. There's no reason to leave. But Alice is curious about her husband's work, especially the secret Victory project. And as she investigates, the cracks in her utopian life begin to show, causing tension within the community.
It's very stylized. It's sort of set in the 50s and in this kind of perfect cookie cutter type home. Mm. And then you can just see that this very sweet, lovely place is not quite what it seems. Let's take a listen to a snippet from the trailer for this one. This is Don't Worry, Darling. Darling,
all of you wives.
With you all the time.
We men, we ask a lot.
Can't you see?
Discretion above all else.
Boys and their toys. At least we know they're getting work done.
Welcome to the Victory Project.
What do you think they're really doing out there?
What do you mean?
So, Harry Styles, a name we hear on the radio often, is he as good of an actor as he is a singer?
The jury is out on that. The truth is that this movie has had so much controversy. I think it will be watched by many just to see if they can kind of catch some of that drama on the screen that happened behind the cameras. So firstly, the main actor is Harry Styles. He was actually a replacement for Shia LaBeouf, and he was either sacked or quit. It depends who you ask what happened there. And then Harry was chosen, but perhaps he was chosen because he is in a new relationship with the director, Olivia Wilde, so maybe a controversial pick for him there. So then rumors were swirling about Florence Pugh's working relationship with both LaBeouf and Styles, and she has mostly avoided the press tour that usually follows a big movie like this. Then there's a pay gap rumor. Styles might have been paid $2.5 million, while Pugh only got $700,000. And then on top of all of that, Olivia Wilde was on stage and she was served custody papers while she was discussing the film. And then there's a video going around of Styles accused of spitting on Chris Pine at a film festival. What a mess. I just can't even. There's even more than that as well.
Regardless of all the conspiracies that are going on off screen, if you like the conspiracy theme in your movies, as this one has, there are a few others that you can investigate.
Yeah, I kind of went down a little bit of a rabbit hole with this because this movie is a psychological thriller and it takes inspiration from other films and books, some of which I think are worth catching on screen if you haven't already. So one film that sees a couple struggle in that kind of mid-century American suburbia is Revolutionary Road. It's a great film adapted from an even better novel, and that one's got Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet in it. And the biggest inspiration for Don't Worry, Darling, not surprisingly, comes from The Stepford Wives, about a couple who moved to Stepford for a job, and the wife soon realizes that the other wives are part of a conspiracy. So the general consensus with this is to avoid the 2014 remake and watch the original one, which was from 1975.
All right, but that one, Don't Worry, Darling, that's at the cinema this week, and also This England from the comfort of your own home on Sky Show out this week. Thanks so much, Susie, for taking us through things that we can watch on the big and little screen.
You're welcome, Kat. See you later.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.